Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, Miss P, and I want to thank you tonight for tuning in on a Thursday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with me on the Intune Show. I know it's totally out of the norm for me, but I had to do it. The reason why I had to do it is because I had the one opportunity to interview Abby Holden from London, and she's flying out tomorrow morning, and I wouldn't have the opportunity for God knows how long to take the chance to get to know her a little bit and kind of introduce her to, you know, our listeners and things of that nature. So I just definitely had to make this happen tonight. So I'm just really excited and grateful that she's even taking the time out of her schedule from performing and everything like that and from getting her rest before she flies out on her journey tomorrow to talk to Miss P. So I'm really feeling it. It's really, really a good look, too, for the show because how many times do you really get someone on the show that's from a whole nother realm in the sense that, you know, I've always interviewed local artists or artists that's out of state, but I never get the opportunity to interview someone from, you know, another country and stuff like that. So I'm definitely excited to have the opportunity to do so. And also, I just wanted to put out there that this is Abby's first interview in New York. So this is just definitely a good look for her, a good look for the show, good look for just everybody. It's just good all around. So I'm just excited to do that. So we're going to play some of her music in a little bit, and we're going to have her call in a little bit, and we're going to get to know her a little bit. So for those that are not aware of Abby Holden, please take the time to listen in. And if you have any questions or any feedback that you want to, you know, address on the show with Miss P and Abby Holden, you can call us in at 818-495-6975, and that's live. But in the meantime, until Abby gives us a ring in and we get to find out more about her, let's listen to some of her songs. I listened to the album today, and actually, I want to put it out there that, you know, another artist as well, that's a female artist that's also amazing to me, and I love to death because she is just so creative and talented as well. Diamond Dallas, you know, she actually wants to work with Abby Holden, so we're going to put that out there and let Abby know that she has someone else that, you know, is digging her sound, digging her music and her flow, and definitely make that connection, because them two together, I can only imagine the, you know, the output of it. So I'm looking forward to, you know, connecting them and getting everyone else connected to Abby. And if those who don't know Diamond Dallas, she was definitely on the show. I already previously interviewed her, and she definitely have, you know, some great, great songs on her EP. So definitely look her up under Diamond Dallas the Artist on Facebook, or just Google her Diamond Dallas the Artist. And you can also find her on Bandcamp under Diamond Dallas, you know. So just Google it, and it'll come up. So anyway, without further ado, let's play Abby Holden's song, and this one is called Flipside, the name of her album.
I
so that was Flipside by Abby Holden. I was really feeling that one, so that's why I played it tonight. It had a great upbeat tempo, and, you know, the flip side. Who doesn't like to be on the flip side of things? I know I do, for one. So without further ado, I'm going to just play another song. We're going to keep them going until she calls in, you know, just keep them going. So here's another one by Abby Holden. It's called Believe in Me. Holden, another great one that I personally like and definitely on Miss P's playlist. So if you don't know, now you know. Abby has vocals, Abby has instrumentals, Abby has it going on, and Abby is actually on the line. So let's get to know Abby a little better. Hey, Abby, how are you?
Hello.
How's everything?
I'm very well.
How's everything?
I'm doing
tonight?
Well.
Good. So I was just sitting here enjoying, like immensely enjoying your music. It's awesome.
Oh, wait. Thank you very much. Yeah, I called in and just heard that track playing. It's kind of weird hearing yourself, you know,
really?
On radio.
Why is it so weird?
I don't know. It's kind of like if you hear a voicemail that you've left somewhere, you go, oh, is that me? It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like weird, maybe, because I mean I'm not a singer, so don't quote me. But is it kind of weird for you to hear yourself sound so amazing?
It is. Hey, oh, thank you very much.
You're probably
oh,
welcome.
Funny.
Yeah.
It is kind of strange hearing that stuff. I feel slightly uncomfortable when you like my friends might play it if I'm at their house because I can't listen to their conversation. All I'm doing is trying not to listen to myself over
the
stereo.
Right.
I'm glad you're playing it, though. It's awesome.
No, definitely. I also played Flipside.
Oh, you
so,
like Flipside?
You know, yeah, definitely.
Wicked.
I mean, I like the whole album, actually. I like them all. I really do. So I said I was going to save it because if I give everybody everything tonight, then they don't have anything to look forward to another day. So I'm just kind of breaking them off a little something. So there
they
go.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
So tell us a little bit how you know, about how you got started.
I've been singing since I was little, like just enjoying singing to anything, and I'd, you know, make up harmonies to whatever's on the radio. And I grew up listening to Whitney Houston. I absolutely loved her songs and used to come home from school and put a music on and learn every single song off by heart, and that would be my ritual, come home from school, sing for an hour. But I really got into it when I was about 12, and I sang on a live recording for this charity, and I thought, hey, this makes me feel pretty good. You know, that one thing in life that just makes you, you know, get up in the morning. So from there I just formed a band, and through high school and through uni, and now I've decided to go out on my own because it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
In a way, you don't have to organize everyone else, but music has been part of my life always, as I can remember.
Right, and it's so awesome that you even mentioned Whitney Houston, because I loved her as well. I was on, like, her little fan thing, and they sent me something in the mail, and I recall the day, like, it was yesterday, how excited I was, because when you're a child, you actually believe that it's the artist, their self, sending it. You know, but it's, you know,
oh,
find
yeah.
out later on that they had nothing to do with it and they don't actually know that you're alive. But
oh, my gosh,
feel,
I know exactly
like,
what you mean.
Right,
very
it makes you feel awesome,
right?
Nevertheless, you know, at that time.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, definitely. And also, I wanted to put out there before I forget and before she kills me, because there's also
right.
another phenomenal artist that I had on the show previously. And, you know, she actually listened to your CD as well. And she said, Miss P, you better make sure you let her know that I want to connect with her because I think that we can do something awesome together. So
really?
Definitely, her, yes, yes, all in New York.
Can you
send
me
she's
that,
not
can
in
you
New
send me that information?
Yeah, I will definitely give that to you. I will inbox you that information on Facebook. But she's definitely interested in working with you, and she told me to make sure that I let you know. And her favorite artist as well was Whitney Houston, just to put that out there as well. So
there
it's
you
so
go.
Ironic. So I see that you
how
guys will probably
like
get along.
What's her name?
Her name is Diamond
what's
Dallas. It? Her
Diamond
name is
Dallas.
Diamond Dallas. Yes, and she's very, 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 very awesome as well. So I think she writes beautifully. She sings beautifully. So I think, you know, together it would be just something, you know, powerful, in my opinion. Just very powerful.
I'd love to.
Yes. We were listening to it together. And she's like, oh, my God, play that back, you know. And I'm just like, really? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, you know. So it was just like one of those, like, girl things, sitting there, you know how you paint your toes, listening to music and stuff like that. So
I
really
love
that
when those things
you.
Happen. I just love
yeah.
that, especially when artists connect, because, you know, we're not labels who try to, you know, sweet talk people, and we're not yes men. So if we get a compliment from another artist, it's usually genuine. So that's really cool.
Yes. Yes. I mean, she was listening so intently. I just wanted to put that out there. So, yes, Diamond Dallas, I have told her, okay? So if you're listening, she officially
thanks,
knows
Diamond.
What's happening. Yes. So how does your family perceive your music? Do they just absolutely love it?
I know that they're very proud of me. And when I produce something, they're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But I'm pretty sure they keep me grounded as well. They don't need to say, oh, I like that. I just know that they're proud of it because, you know, I grew up in New Zealand and we're very much, hold back on the compliments sometimes. Sometimes a little bit too much, but it keeps us grounded. I'm pretty sure if I got a big head that my mum would whoop me pretty quickly. So they let me know, but they also make sure they don't overdo it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I understand that, and I could appreciate that. It keeps you balanced.
Yeah.
It keeps you balanced, definitely, because, you know, I meet, like, a lot of different artists from all different walks of life, and there are some of them, Abby, can I say, and you probably met a few yourself, that their heads are so big, and
I
you're
know,
like,
right.
Really, for what, right? Like, okay, you know, I understand, but okay, you know, but, so I totally get it. I totally get it because the people around them, I've been to, like, tons of shows and tons of showcases and stuff, and I see, like, people bring their supporters with them and stuff, which is all awesome.
Yes.
But at the same time,
yes.
It's just, like, they blow them up so much that this is why these people act the way they do. So I could appreciate your family and the way they brought you up to appreciate you and your talent, but not to, you know, overdo it a little bit. You know,
exactly.
Because then... Yeah, because in life, you know, your fans, your supporters and stuff of that nature, then they see that greater side of you, you know, like
I
some
think
people.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they raise
I just
want to
share
fame.
My music. I don't want to be out of control with,
right?
You know, massive ego or anything. My
exactly.
Friends are not letting me get away with that. Oh, my God, if you've met them, you just understand. They wouldn't let it go that far.
Exactly. Like, even at this age, huh, Abby, they'll still get you.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Definitely. So is this something, like, you said you started at a young age, at, like, 12 years old and stuff like that. Was it ever a time that you wanted to just, like, throw in the towel, just give up or anything like that? Or you always been, like, headstrong on pursuing music?
I'm a pretty headstrong person, but I'm quite quiet about it. So I don't know, surprise people with that sometimes, I think. But you get a lot of knockbacks in this business. You get a lot of no's and a few yeses here and there. But you've just got to keep believing in yourself. I'm just trying to share music, and if I get a no, I'm like, okay, well, they don't like it, so I'm going to go talk to someone else. I'm not trying to make the whole world love my music. That's just not going to happen. But if I can touch a few people, that's fantastic. And there's never been a time where I thought, oh, I'm just going to give up. No. But there have been knockbacks where you go, oh, am I actually, this is pretty bad. Am I crap? Or do you know what I mean?
Right.
Never I'm going to lose sight of my music, because it's the one thing that keeps a sparkle in my eye. And if I didn't do it, I'd probably be a really grumpy, depressed being. You know, no one would want to be around me. So, yeah, I never had the feeling to give up at all.
Definitely. So, I mean, that's definitely, like, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to ask you, like, you know, what would you tell a female in this business, you know, just starting out? And you kind of summarize it a little bit, but, you know, it's definitely a male-dominated profession. And I don't know how it is over there, but, you know, definitely in the States it really is. So when I come across a female like yourself that's powerful, creative, you know, strong-willed and stuff, it means so much to me, because it just shows me that we are women that we're not taking no for an answer, period. You know, we're not doing it. We're not sitting down. We're wearing the pants, and we're wearing them well. So
that's
it's just,
right.
Like, really, really inspiring to me, you know. So I take my hat off to you, and, you know, I applaud you for what you do, you know, not only being beautiful and talented, but, you know, driven enough to stay at it. So that's awesome, and I'm glad that you put that out there for the listeners and stuff like that, because there's so many people, you know, that are, they have these talents, but they do nothing with them, you know, and it's very, very uplifting to me and empowering to hear people that come on the show and definitely, you know, say, hey, you know, you're going to get it, but you just keep on trucking, you keep on trucking. So that's awesome, Abby. I love it.
Yeah. I think for the girls out there who want to do it, is just kind of forget this whole girl-boy thing. Just you are a human who wants to share your music and go out there, and you will come across people who are just in your face and don't like you because they've got low self-esteem, right? mm-hmm. just go out and play your stuff and make sure you surround yourself with people who are strong as well, and strong women and strong men. Because men who are strong will not try and bring you down.
Absolutely.
And just keep going for it. If you surround yourself with those people, you'll draw strength from them and you can keep going. And eventually you'll find yourself in a circle where when you go to play, you'll just get support and you'll find yourself in a supportive environment and you move further and further away from the criticism.
Absolutely. Very, very well said. Very well said. So tell us, you know, how do you manage to do this? I mean, you're in New York now and you're actually performing while you're out here, right? Am I correct?
That's right. Yeah, I've had a few
So how was that?
Oh, amazing. The music scene in New York is just so cool. It's a different level, and you meet the people that you never think would ever cross your path. Like last night I met Julie Gold, who wrote the song From a Distance, and she played
wow.
that for us on the piano. Yeah, she played that for us on the piano, which is just a moving experience. And I just decided to go down and watch this live music thing. So I got to see her, and I also blagged my way onto stage so I could play a song as well. It's just
right.
things like that just move so fast in New York. You just go, can I do this? And people say either yes or no, but it's instant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. I love gigging here. I really do. Cool.
Right, in the New York minute, as they say, in the New York
exactly
minute, things happen.
Right. Very different to London. You have to tell people about 5 months in advance before you're going to go around for a cup of tea.
You have to schedule 5 months in advance, right? That is so funny. I've never been to London, ever, but I definitely want to, you know, take that on before it's all said and done in my life. You know, how is it out there? What's the experience like out there? I mean,
London's
not just as an artist, just
cultural.
In general.
In general? London's
mm-hmm.
a very cultural city, and I'm pretty sure if the weather was better, everybody would want to live there, right? But, you've got the West End, just like you guys have got Broadway. You have all the music venues. However, they seem to me a little harder to crack, but once you get in there, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very much, you know, they don't live in the New York minute. So, but you can do everything you want to do in London. It is an amazing city and multicultural, and I love living there. So many opportunities, just like New York.
Right. I must get out there.
Must.
I have to put that in the universe. Yes. I think what freaks me out, Abby, is just the whole flying thing, because I have an issue with flying. So that's
oh my
what
God,
holds me back.
You have to knock yourself out with something. Just drink the tray of alcohol.
A tray
and then
of alcohol.
You'll be in London.
Oh, my gosh.
Does
that
add
to do
alcohol, by the way? Any young people are listening tonight?
Okay, you must be 21, okay? You heard it from Abby. You must be 21, okay?
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. So where can people go as far as, like, social networks and, you know, just to find you in general, to get your music, to listen to you, to get to know more about you? Where can they go to find you?
AbbyHolden.com. You'll find all the links to, like, Twitter and Facebook. I'm just Abby Holden Music. That's my profile name. And you'll have links to SoundCloud, to iTunes, to Amazon, everything. So it's abbyholden.com. If you want to send me anything, it's abby@abbyholden.com. So you can email me and ask me questions or whatever. So,
right,
yeah,
and that's definitely going to happen. That's definitely going to happen because, you know, I already know that I touched Diamond Dallas today. So it's just going to keep moving on from there in the New York crowd because, again, like I said, I'm going to keep your music on rotation and definitely play it and definitely advocate you all day long because I love it. I do.
Thank
you. I really
you.
Do. Flipside is really
amazing.
I'm going to
send you my second album when it's out next year.
Yay! I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And that's the most amazing part about doing this because I get the music first. So I'm definitely loving that whole aspect of this business, definitely, because I love music and I love diversity. And I love good, you know, things that sound good. You know, I really do. Like you said, if you couldn't make music, then you wouldn't be the same. If I couldn't hear music because I can't make music, I wouldn't be the same. You know?
Oh, I get where you're coming from.
So it's people like you. Yeah, it's people like you that keep us little people going out there. So we want you to continue doing what you're doing. We love that you're doing what you're doing. And I look forward to all that has to come. And you're always welcomed on the show whenever to give me updates. And before I even let you go, is there any, like, projects and stuff that you have coming out that you want to, you know, update us with so people know to look forward to it? When is your album releasing?
The next next album one, I'm heading for March, so I'm hoping for a single drop late January. But, you know, there's a few YouTube clips I got to upload, like when I was singing to the Occupy Wall Street people and just being goofy around New York City. So they can find me on YouTube uploading that. But apart from that, when I get back to London, I'm head down back in the studio and then I'll let everyone know when the single's ready to drop.
Yay, this is so exciting. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to, you know, to talk with me and, you know, have the listeners, you know. And I'm just proud to say that I have over 4,000 listeners, Abby.
Yeah,
so we're reaching a lot of people. Yes, definitely. In such a short time, by the way, because I just started the Intune show. So, you know, it's only going to grow
I've
from here.
I've been doing research on you. Fantastic.
Yes, so, yay. So I wasn't the only one researching, huh? That makes me feel good. Yay, Google. Yay, Google. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time.
I know, right? Well, thank you very much for having me on tonight.
Yes, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you so much. And you have a safe trip back. And I look forward to seeing you on the return trip. And stay in touch, please, if you can. And when you can. Thank you so much, Abby. Thank
All
you,
right.
Abby. Have a good night.
See you later. Bye. Okay,
bye-bye. Bye. Yes, so that was Abby Holden. Very, very, very exciting, very amazing, very laid back, very talented, beautiful. I mean, what else could I say? There's really no words. There's really no words. I'm just so grateful, and I'm just, like, tickled pink that I had the opportunity to speak with her a little bit, to get to know her. I'm definitely going to connect her to Diamond Dallas so they can see what they can come up with. And I bet you if they put their heads together, it would just be something really, really amazing. So I look forward to what's to come with them. Now, on a different note, I have some artists that sent in some music submissions, and I told them that I would play their music. So I'm going to do that tonight. Definitely going to take the time to play some music. And the first person that I'm going to start out with is Gracie Soul. This one is Move Your Steps.
Okay. They call me Gracie Soul. Rap in Nigeria. Hip hop in Africa. They go, I'm gonna start to run things. They call me Gracie Soul. Rap in Nigeria. Hip hop in Africa. They go, I'm gonna start to run things. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Bend down low, I'm big that thing. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Bend down low, I'm big that thing. They call me Gracie Soul. If you can't track, no drama too late. See bad people, they look. I'm a fighter, then give me ovation. This on a dance track, I need a point and kill up. We don't be funky, let's do this. 1, 2, 3, okay. Step to this and group on. If you burn me up like natural, you already know what we need to. Let's do this. Let's dance. Let me see you check that dance. Let me see you check that dance. Okra, I'm gonna okra. They call me Gracie Soul. Rap in Nigeria. Hip hop in Africa. They go, I'm gonna start to run things. Rap in Nigeria, hip hop in Africa. On the drum, I'm stuck to one thing. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Bend down low, I'm big that thing. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Bend down low, I'm big that thing. Yeah, they call me G to the soul. Yeah, I am internationally heard. Check my skills and my computer. I'm that girl, I got more juice. Lyrical smoking just like they call me Gracie Soul. Rap in Nigeria, hip hop in Africa. They go, mama start to one thing. They call me Gracie Soul. Rap in Nigeria, hip hop in Africa. They go, mama start to one thing. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Make us see your waist go down. Bend down low and fix that thing. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Make us see your waist go down. Bend down low and fix that thing. They call me Gracie Soul. Rap in Nigeria, hip hop in Africa. They go, mama start to one thing. They call me Gracie Soul. Rap in Nigeria, hip hop in Africa. They go, mama start to one thing. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Make us see your waist go down. Bend down low and fix that thing. Let me see your waist go down. Let me see your waist go down. Make us see your waist go down. Bend down low and fix that thing.
So that was Gracie Soul. I mean, wow. I didn't know. That was Move Your Steps. Gracie, love it, love it, love it. Wish I had played it sooner, but it's no time like the present. That was awesome. And just keep on sending me submissions. For those who want to send music submissions, send it to ntunedshlw@aol.com. Make sure that it's MP3 formatted. Make sure that your songs are labeled, meaning titled. And make sure that I know where the email is coming from. A lot of you guys send me emails, music submissions. I don't know who you are, where you're sending them from, what track is what number, anything. So if you guys want your music played, I have no problem with that. But definitely send me everything that I request in order to play your song. So the next person that I'm going to play is C Dash About Cash. I'm giving him a shout out today because he's just one of those grinders. You know, he taught me, not really taught me, but just gave me another perspective on grinding. Definitely a grinder, definitely out there doing his thing on a daily basis. Really have a lot of respect and a lot of love for him. This one is Kid Diddy on him. So for all those that don't know, C Dash About Cash has invited me out to Louisiana February 11, 2012, coming up for his big extravaganza, and I'm definitely going to be in the house. So I will be posting information and details about that event soon, I guess. So until then, let's get Diddy on him.
Mic check, one, two. C Ray coming through.
Yes, sir, that's me.
Whole world, what
okay.
It do?
What?
All right, yeah. Introducing to the world a young Cooper Road soldier. Mr. Shake Back, it ain't over till it's over. What I told you, I'ma grind till I shine. You ain't gotta give me, I'ma go and get mine. Now who that? Say they gon' stop me. Hard like rock, and you can find me with a top beat. Tracks never slot me. The joints, he spit 'em. Ain't nobody fucking with them. Hurry up and go and get them. Now back to the money. Back to the shows, back to the coupe with the butterfly Joe. Back to the hood, neck and wrist froze. Back up on the grind, cause the time never slows. Now I don't know what you've been thinking. I'm up in the club, whole loco drinking. Got a big bank and good sense with it. Swag like did it, cause I run my city. Tell them, ain't it? I know how to shake back. I go Diddy on them, tell them all to take that. Got the world up in my hands, feeling like 100 stacks. I'm a pimp, I'm a player.
I go Diddy on them, run the city on them. I go Diddy on them, run the city on them. I go Diddy on them, run the city on them. I go Diddy, run the. I go Diddy. I ain't gotta say it, you can see it when I show up. Rolls in my pocket like they're about to blow up. So what? So I fell down on my bounce back like a ball. Now I'm flying first class. But I'ma get the final. Step it out on more when it used to be vinyl. Good final. I'ma go and get it if I see it and I want it. Bet I'm coming back with it. Try to do a blitz. See, you ain't did nothing major. Now you in my face. That's in rate for a favor. I can't save ya. We ain't gotta talk. I'ma run my city while you walk that walk. Conversations in the talk. Me, I'm on my new. Proper paper. I hate a baby. What it do? Shit. Get a clue, kid. I'm full grown. Told you 4 years ago. I'ma get my money on. Tell them they ain't it. I know how to shake back. I go Diddy on them. Tell them all I take back. Got the world up in my hands. Feeling like 100 sacks. I'm a pimp. I'm a player. I'm a back. I go Diddy on them. Run the city on them. If I go Diddy on them. Run the city on them. If I go Diddy on them. Run the city on them. If I go Diddy on them. In my brand new clothes, 3-piece suit, still rocking my Chipotle. Hillos froze, damn it, I'm cold. Tell them take that and shook back on them. Strike a player pose, headed to the top. I feel like it, can't stop and won't stop. I'm 10 a wob hot, joint cheese fed. I'ma keep repping till they get it in their head. Tell them they ain't it, I know how to shake back. I go Diddy on them, tell them all I take back. Got the world up in my hand. Like 100 sacks, I'm a pimp, I'm a player, I'm a f***ing mac. I go Diddy on them. I go Diddy on them. Run the city on them. Run the city on them. I go Diddy on them. I go Diddy on them. I go Diddy on them.
Right, so that was C Dash About Cash with Diddy on them. Who was not head bopping to that? Anyone that said that they was listening to that and was not head bopping is lying. You heard it here. Miss P said it, okay? So anyway, I wanted to give you guys a throwback. I wanted to give you a throwback because this song has definitely been on my mind all day for some particular reason. And at some point in my life, I'm not going to tell y'all my age now, but this was really my jam a while back, let's just say that. And I definitely lost touch of that because I've been listening to so much amazing music from all you guys out there, and you know, and I enjoy it so much that I totally lost wind of all those people that are out there or definitely what I used to be like more so into, you know, before you guys, you know, got me hooked on you. So I just want to do a throwback real quick on a few songs, and this one is called Anytime by Brian McKnight.
Thank you. loneliness and heartache. Crying myself to sleep. Wondering about tomorrow. Won't you come back to me? Come back.
Yes, Anytime by Brian McKnight. Now, tell me, seriously, who can't relate to that? Anytime, really, love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I remember I used to listen to so many, 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 many love songs, you know, and it wasn't even like I was in love. I just enjoy listening to them the way they flow. The content of what they're saying. It was just always so, like, relaxing and, you know, awesome to me. So that was definitely my thing. And it still kind of is, you know. I don't want to lose track of that, you know. Every now and again, Miss P pour a glass of wine and just jam out on her slow jams. But definitely another one that I always used to listen to and enjoyed a lot was Room. Yes, like, he was like a one-hit wonder or maybe a two-hit wonder, more or less. But at the same time, the two songs that he had out, I enjoyed them a lot. And I think that the one that I love more than anything was I Belong to You. So for those that can relate and remember Rome, sing along.
My lady, you are
Yes, I Belong to You by Rome. Definitely, definitely a throwback and definitely one of my faves from back then. Again, I'm not giving up my age. I just want to thank you all tonight for tuning in to the Intune Show. I want to give a big shout out to Abby Holden for taking the time out of her schedule to come on the Intune Show tonight to tell us a little bit about herself and her passion and her love. And, you know, I'll definitely ask you guys to definitely look her up at abbyholden.com, and that's ABBYHOLDN.com. Shout out to C Dash About Cash. Shout out to Gracie Soul. Shout out to the oldies but goodies. And definitely shout out to Diamond Dallas for wanting to hook up with Abby Holden and do something with her. I definitely, again, look forward to all that's to come for everybody. And that's basically what the Intune Show is about, putting people in tune with themselves, in tune with the world around them, in tune with life. And that's basically what we all should be doing, reaching out and empowering each other through love, through music, through passion, through dance, through poetry, through it all, you know. Empower, uplift, and love, because life is short, okay? No man is greater than the next. Remember that. I look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow night, because I will be live at 6 p.m., so tune in with your girl, Miss P. And till then, you babies have a good night, okay? And remember, always stay in tune.
There is no other sequel. That's why I'm throwing in tuned up. These other states.